Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Now, we've got some pretty interesting little things to talk about this morning.
We do.
Who have we rock, paper, scissored it? Who's going first?
I reckon we should definitely do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh, we're tied.
Scissors, paper, rock.
There we go.
Okay, there
Sam
you go.
Wins. Sam wins.
He's going first.
What have you got, Sam?
I have a streaming show.
Okay.
And I have no idea why it isn't being talked about a lot, actually. It is on ABC iView, and it's called Meet the Mavericks.
Okay. Ooh. I do like it. I do love iView.
Yeah, iView is... there's a lot of shows on iView.
Because it's free as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. No commercials, nothing like that.
So we've got Meet the Mavericks.
Meet the Mavericks. It is a show. It involves two creatives sitting down with each other and interviewing each other,
mm-hmm.
whether they're sharing creative ideas or talking about their similarities and differences. And, you know, they're not just like random people. There's a lot of like crazily popular people. Like if you're into 2SER, Courtney Barnett is on the show.
Oh, wow.
I love Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, Courtney Barnett's
She's incredible.
Great songwriter.
Worship at her feet.
Yeah, Missy Higgins is on the show as well.
Wow.
You get there was actually, it got a lot of press earlier this year when they aired an episode with John Clark as well.
Okay.
Who was an amazing Aussie satirist who passed away shortly after the interview, which is really sad.
He did Clark and Doors, was it?
Yeah, from Clark and Door on ABC.
Yeah.
And he was paired with British comedian Alexei Sale, who I wasn't familiar with, but he's very funny as well.
Okay, so you've got two people from kind of similar fields sitting down and chatting.
Yeah, sometimes. There's also sometimes you get really interesting dynamics, a lot of combinations in the show you wouldn't expect.
Okay.
I talked about Missy Higgins. She's paired up with a really raunchy comedian for some reason, Anne Edmonds. I love Anne Edmonds. She's really nice.
Okay.
And apparently she's really good with a banjo and they actually kind of jam out together.
That is incredible.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And also there's a lot of, you know, episodes where you can tell they really have a lot of respect for each other. There's comedian Tim Minchin.
Love him.
Awesome.
Yeah, who doesn't love Tim Minchin. He's paired up with Philip Adams.
Okay.
He's like one of the first Australian film producers, so he's kind of old. But that's not a deal breaker, obviously. You can clearly see the respect and awe that Tim has for Philip, and they get into some really deep stuff about like religion and life and
so how's it
identity.
Curated? Do they just get to talk for X amount of minutes and then we go for it?
Yeah, I think the interview is just really casual. They just sit down, they're at their house or something, just talking, and then it's edited down to a 30-minute little episode for you to enjoy.
I love a 30-minute-er.
Yeah,
that's great. That is a bingeable size.
Yeah.
If you go for the longer, you get exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah.
30 minutes is perfect to put on just before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially with a documentary thing.
Absolutely.
There are 15 episodes total, so it is really good to binge it. And it's such a mixed bag of stuff that I think anyone can jump online and find something that interests them.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag. It's something for everyone. There's going to be someone that... for everyone on there.
Yeah, musicians, comedians, artists, whatever you poke a stick
filmmakers.
At.
Yeah.
Filmmakers, great. Exactly.
That's incredible.
I love this.
Yeah.
How have we not heard of this?
I know. I'm going to go home and watch it now.
Now, before you do, Chris.
Before I do.
We have to talk about your offering this week.
Okay.
What is it?
It is an album by Townes Van Zandt, a country singer from the 60s and 70s. And it's Live at the Old Quarter, Houston in Texas.
All right.
And it's a live album that was recorded over a series of 5 performances in July 1973
mm-hmm.
at the Old Quarter Club in Texas.
73.
Yeah.
So has this been remastered or is it in its old?
It was originally released in 1977, so about 5 years, 4 or 5 years, I'm terrible at math, after it was recorded, and it has recently been remastered for digital, and I think it's on vinyl and
amazing.
Stuff like that as well.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so where's this streaming?
It's streaming on Spotify.
Yep.
And it's just such a wonderful, intimate album. It was recorded at a point in Townes' career where he was kind of coming off a very kind of prolific period.
Okay.
So he'd written all of, I guess, what you consider his classic songs in the 5 years beforehand.
Okay.
And then it's just him and a guitar sitting down in this tiny little club playing all of those songs.
I love this.
And so it was 1973. And after that, he kind of went on a downhill kind of trajectory.
Okay.
I heard he got into some drugs.
He was very into drugs. He was basically a functioning alcoholic.
Okay.
Sadly, he's no longer with us. He died in the late 90s. But this is like a great album to get into him with.
And so he's a country artist.
He's a country artist,
I've got to say, I never listened to country before starting on this show. But Barb does all kinds of country before the show on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Country is a very accessible genre.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Anyone can enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you get up at 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning to listen to the show.
you can also stream it on 2SER On
Demand.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But what really appeals about about this album is it's so intimate. Okay. Like, it starts off with the club announcer, or the club host, if you like, talking about where the pool tables and the cigarette machines are.
Oh, wow.
So you're immediately kind of transported to this back little in club in Texas.
I'm that is so cool.
I'm feeling like smoky vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And Towns kind of has this really like soft, almost apologetic kind of voice when he's speaking. And he sort of apologizes for the broken air conditioning at the start of like the album.
So this is definitely one you sit and you listen to start to end.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's like, it's a slog. It's probably like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
But it's such a, it's a perfect headphones album.
Okay.
So it's just that way you can sort of imagine and transport yourself back to 1973.
It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Can you imagine sitting with the window open in bed, nice sun beating down on you.
Yes.
Headphones.
It's
snack
perfect.
In hand.
Yep.
This is a perfect,
it's a perfect
Sunday
album
afternoon.
For that.
It's a perfect fall album, I think, too.
Yeah, definitely.
From the sounds of things.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. I'm actually really excited. It's not often I get super excited about albums, especially albums of I haven't heard from artists I don't know. But I'm legitimately excited about this right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, me too. Well,
I strongly recommend streaming it on Spotify.
What fantastic offerings this week, gentlemen.
Definitely.
So we had, what was the album called again, Chris?
It's called Live at the Old Quarter Houston in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And it's from Towns
Van Zandt. It's from Towns Van Zandt.
Beautiful.
And it's streaming on Spotify.
And we've got Meet the Mavericks, ABC iView.
That's right. Check it out.
Check it out. Boys, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks,
Jess.